BBC News with Debbie Russ. Republican leaders in the US Congress have said they want to reconsider legislation allowing the families of victims of the September the 11th attacks to sue Saudi Arabia. The White House had warned that the law could expose American troops to prosecution abroad. The Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, admitted that lawmakers hadn't understood the possible consequences. Investigators say they hope soon to retrieve the data recorder from the train that crashed at Hoboken Station in New Jersey on Thursday. One person was killed and more than 100 injured when the train tore into the station, smashing through a barrier. A U.S. hedge fund has been ordered to pay almost $500 million to settle charges it bribed officials in a number of African countries to secure mining and investment rights. OXIF operated in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, Niger and Guinea, as well as in Libya, where it paid millions to a son of Colonel Gaddafi. There's been another day of heavy fighting in Syria, with government troops seizing more territory around Aleppo, while rebel forces launched a counteroffensive in the central city of Hama. The UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, said conditions in Aleppo had descended into a merciless abyss of humanitarian catastrophe. The mission of the Rosetta space probe is drawing to a close after scientists at the European Space Agency set the craft on a collision course with the comet it's been tracking for 2 years. They hope to get some final close-up pictures and measurements. President Obama has celebrated the achievements of African-American Olympians in a ceremony at the White House. Among those present were relatives of Jesse Owens, who won 4 gold medals at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. Unlike white athletes, Owens received no message of congratulations from President Roosevelt on his return, an omission Mr. Obama said he wanted to redress. BBC News.